Yo, what's good? It's your boy Denny P. You should know what this is. This is that audio blog, podcast, vlog. It's not a vlog as in a video blog, but it's like a voice blog. So, you know, this is what we're doing right now. And you done tuned in to the Art of Struggle podcast by me, you know, your presenter, your host, your everything, Denny P. A music artist. Music creative, a creative period, all that jazz. So let's kill the noise and get straight into this podcast though. Yo, so special edition, vlog, podcast, journal, diary, listing, experience, audio experience, whatever. So, you already know what this is. You know, this is the Art of Struggle podcast. Your boy, Denny P. You know, I do what I can. I can do what I want. I don't know why that even applies right now. I'm driving, like always. This shit happened last night. Now that I'm gonna be, you know, I'm not about to keep posting every day, but if some shit happened every day or some music related shit happened every day, then I'm going to post about it or you know, blog podcast about it. What in the hell? Whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If some shit happened that y'all could learn from, I'm going to post. I'm going to blog. I'm going to podcast. Whatever. That's just a fact. So, this shit happened yesterday. And it wasn't nothing really. Like, it wasn't weird, but it's just niggas need to know and it needs to be put out there. Seeing as I'm a member of the artist and the producer community, like, I see it from both sides. And I understand both sides. So nobody's gonna understand more than me or somebody like a Curtis King, because he's artist and a producer. Now he's mainly focusing more on production, but he understands too. So I feel like nobody is gonna understand more than me, especially on the local scene, how an artist feels and the needs of an artist and blase, skip, what have you. But so let's just get into it, because it shouldn't be a super long podcast. It's just gonna be, you know, an entry, and I'm a whatever. So checking my Instagram notifications yesterday, and I see that. Now this is always weird to me when I get an Instagram notification for like a message from somebody that's not my friend or I'm not following or something like that. It says somebody so-and-so wants to send you a message. If this spam, like if it's those little sex spam Instagram accounts, I definitely decline them. Like, no, you nobody with no pictures, nobody with 5 followers and no pictures and just a profile picture is trying to get at me. This is some spam shit. So I usually delete all those. I decline all those. And sometimes I report them if I'm on one. But that's neither here nor there. So somebody hit me up. And this is how the messaging went. I need beats, fam. Or I need beats, family. Not introducing who you are or what you do or, you know what I'm saying, anything like that. Is I need beats, family. That's the initial message. And I sent back, I didn't even say, see, when stuff like that happens, especially if I don't know who you, oh shit, it's mad traffic. If I don't know who you are, my first thing is I go check your profile. Like, I go look at your shit because I want to know who this person is. what you look like. If you know what I'm saying, if I'm gonna be putting my brand on the line, trying to work with you, I at least want to see what you got going on. Just because somebody don't got a lot of followers, don't mean they don't got nothing going on. But it wasn't the way his profile was set up. It wasn't set up to somebody who's making music moves. Not how it looked. Not the pictures that I seen. It wasn't set up in a way that it seemed like he was trying to make some music things possible. I don't know if that's paints a picture for you or not. It's gonna be a regular podcast. Let's transition. So looking at his profile, I'm like, okay, well, you know, let me not discredit this person because I don't know who they are. I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what connections they could have. I don't know anything about them. So with that being said, we messaged back and forth for a little bit. Then he proceeded to tell me that he was somebody's brother-in-law. Now, I don't know who this person is. Like, I couldn't pick them out in a lineup. I couldn't, you know, put a face to a name. Like, I don't know. He said their name, and I was like, I'm assuming that there's somebody local. I'm assuming, and I could be wrong. I'm assuming that there's somebody local with a big fan base, a following, whatever we want to call it, because he dropped that name like it was, you know, he dropped that name like it was like a Michael Jackson or like Prince, or like he said Jay-Z, or you know what I'm saying? It was a name drop, like, all right, okay. So after that, I asked, all right, so what you looking for? What type of vibe you looking for? And he was like, something to ride to. So off back right then and there, me and him had a little miscommunication, because I had to go back and say, and this was more so on my part, because everybody don't use the words the exact same, especially producers and artists. It's always a disconnect for whatever reason when it comes to trying to figure out sounds. So I asked him, so I said, what kind of vibe you looking to achieve or whatever? And he said he was looking for something to ride to. So I'm like, all right. So when, in my mind, if I want something to ride to, the first thing I start thinking of is like a big crit, you know, like some Southern UGK type shit. Like, I said, so a big crit, you know, and I said somebody else. I can't remember who else I said. But he's like, no, I'm talking about Meek Mill Dangerous. I'm like, all right. Okay, well, I mean, that's a vibe. You can ride to it or whatever. So then it went down to, he asked the price. He's like, how much you charging for beats? I'm like, well, I ain't say well. I said, the lease is $20, and exclusive is $200. Homeboy sent me a message back saying, man, you must make some fire if you charge the $200. And I sent back lease is 20, and I looked at that shit. I'm like, damn, that might be a little bit rude. You know what I mean? Like, damn, that's. And I don't want, me as a person, unless you flagrantly disrespected me, I don't want to be rude to somebody. So I was like, all right, as humbly as I could put this, the lease is 20. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what else to say. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. If we go by streaming has changed the game. So you could buy a beat from me for, you could lease the beat from me for $200, and I could still be out of, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could, I could still be out, not counting like the publishing or when you set up the BMI or whatever, you know what I'm saying? When you put up the performance rights stuff, I could still be out, you know what I mean? Like, I could still end up not getting paid. And he was like, I'm like, you could always lease it or whatever. He was like, I really don't want to do no lease or whatever. So right then and there, it's pretty much when I stopped messaging him back. Because I set up an option for you to lease it. You could lease a beat, but you want a banger for cheap. So you want me to put blood, sweat, and tears into a beat that I possibly would never benefit off of ever again, or something that I could never feed my family with. It's time to transition. Yo, so I said all that to say this. Like, as artists, we gotta stop being cheap. And that goes for me too. On the last episode, I pretty much complained about, well, no, that was a legitimate complaint, because I wouldn't have bought it if I knew I couldn't stream it on Spotify. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there. I feel that's a legitimate complaint. I think that's an understandable complaint. But we gotta stop always trying to bargain and nickel and dime shit and feel like somebody's trying to get one over on us when they're running their business. You know what I mean? And this, man, I hate to be the guy that copies word from Joe Budden podcast and shit. But I don't like the feeling of being that person that's, oh, we gotta support our own, we gotta support our culture. You know what I mean? Like, we'll go to somebody else and pay $3,000 for something, but somebody says they wanna sell the same product to you in the community and they selling it for $15, and we're like, oh, can I get a discount? I don't like that. I don't like, even though that's true, I don't like having to make that be known. So, like, if you gonna complain, I understand you trying to keep it local, that's fine. But if your plan is to keep it local and do business with somebody local, if they say they price is this, why can't you just pay the price? Like, they gave you two options. They gave you a cheap option, they gave you a more expensive option. Two options, but you still got two options. I just don't, we gotta, that's neither, I don't know, man. I'm getting ready to go in here to work. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, we got to stop being cheap. If you need a free option, here, this is what we about to do. You could go on, let me turn that off. You could go onto YouTube and type in free Meek Mill type beat, or free whoever produced the beat type beat. And you could use the beat, but they not, you, if they catch you using their shit or streaming their shit, and they catch you, then it's a wrap for you legally. So you could go get free type beats off of the internet anywhere you want. But when it comes to business, you gonna get your ass fucked up legally. So I'm just saying, man. But this has been the Artist Struggle Podcast. Y'all know where y'all can find me at. All social media platforms at DANXEPX2. Website www.danxepx2.com. Yeah.